When Ray Hendley graduated from Georgia Southern College in 1962, pre-med with a biology degree and a minor in chemistry, he had dreams of becoming a doctor. Then he couldn't get an interview for medical school. This was a dark moment for Ray that proved to be one of the best things that could have happened to him. He used his minor in chemistry to get a job with the Central Georgia Railroad in Savannah, and in 1968, he began his construction business in Statesboro. I have always been an optimist. It is hard to have a bad day when you are. But I can tell you some of my darkest days have cleared the way for my brightest days, said Ray Hendley. Even though every bit of success I have had I contribute to the grace of God, I am often surprised by how good God has been to me. Ray is known for his visionary projects that are ahead of their time. One of his first developments was Inglewood off of Lee Hill Boulevard. He vacationed in Hilton Head often then and loved the cleanness of the building designs with no power or utilities lines exposed. He worked with Edwin Akins, a local architect, to design and build Inglewood condos and neighborhoods. It was the first neighborhood in Statesboro to be developed with underground utilities. Another bit of good luck came when he was contacted by the Willie Cobb estate with her desires for Ray to develop a tract of land on what was then the edge of town. This land is where Greenbrier Townhomes and Old Town Subdivision are now. Mrs. Cobb never told me personally she wanted me to develop the property. However, she made it known through her estate. She also had a request that the development include townhomes. Her vision was to put the townhomes in the rear of the land, Hendley said. My good friend Tom Ansley convinced me to move them to the front of the property so they would be more visible. I am glad I listened. Ray had Edwin Akins design the high-end townhouses. The all-brick townhomes included amenities like fireplaces and courtyards that were unheard of in Statesboro at that time. They were initially designed to be for professionals, but the student demand won out. I was so far ahead of my time it took me a few years to be able to get enough rent for them to cash flow them. I had to subsidize them from other projects for a while, said Ray. They continue to be one of our most popular properties. Hendley Properties now owns and manages nearly 500 rental properties in Statesboro. The vast portfolio includes apartments, townhouses, and single-family homes. A family business. Family is important to Ray. His wife Laura serves as their lead design coordinator. Her creative touch is on display in every project they have taken on. He loves that some of his children and grandchildren have decided to join the business in some way, too. Daughter Ginny Hendley, property manager. Son Jason Hendley, accounts payable purchasing agent. Daughter Holly Wolf, Planters Row manager. Grandson Jonathan Hendley, maintenance supervisor. Granddaughter Hendley Wright, Planters Row leasing agent. Daughter Julia Hendley is investing in rental property locally, as well. I never dreamed I would be working in the family business. I went off to Mercer to college to study communications and wanted to be a therapist, Ginny shared. But I found my way back to Statesboro and the family business. Now I get to practice my therapy skills daily as property manager, and I love every minute of it. Ray's son Jason agrees that he never imagined working in the business either. His path took him from Georgia Southern to a career with Godot. Upon retirement, he found his way into the business as well. Getting to work beside my dad every day learning the business of property management has been a real gift to me, Jason said. His knowledge, perseverance and optimism are wonderful to see daily. For the residents of Planters Row, they look to Ray's daughter Holly Wolf as their den mother. She's also pretty good at therapy, providing a compassionate ear to the residents of the complex. I can't imagine doing anything else. I have learned so much from getting to work beside my dad. He reminds us daily that above all else, we are in the people business. How we make people feel is the most important thing we can do every day, Ginny said. He loves giving back and making a difference in so many ways. I just love that about him as well. J.R. Hendley Foundation. There is no better example of Ray's generosity than the J.R. Hendley Foundation. The foundation was created as part of his estate planning over a decade ago. When he and Laura completed their estate planning, they were encouraged not to add anything additional to their portfolio. Building is in my blood. I could not just stop. So the foundation allows us to continue building, while focusing on restoring areas in the Blue Mile District, said Ray. We are also creating a perpetual funding source that will allow our family foundation to make a difference in the community for a long time. If you drive around downtown, you will notice pockets of beautiful new apartments with impeccable landscaping and green space, and most include fountains or water features. If you see one of these complexes, chances are it is a J.R. Hendley Foundation project. There are 110 apartments in the foundation currently, including The Retreat at Gentilly, Magnolia Village, Walnut Grove, Bullock Square, The Manor, The Fountain at Mulberry, The Village at Midtown, The Oaks at Inman, Hidden Hollow. Hendley doesn't think he is quite ready to call it quits because he's having too much fun. He is still looking for opportunities to make a difference with his restoration projects. When he does finally call it a day, his children are ready to carry on his incredible legacy. Magnolia Village before. Hendley Properties. Magnolia Village today. Dwayne Grice.